This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Finally caved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And what I mean by that is you have Adam Schefter reporting that a deal has been reached. Two-time Pro Bowl running back James Cook and the Buffalo Bills agreed to an agreement, contract extension per his agents. So he is going to not only continue to play in training camp, but now he's going to get paid. James Cook is signing a four-year, $48 million extension that includes $30 million guaranteed. So the Buffalo Bills, of course, after the contract is signed and sealed, We are extremely thankful for the entire Bills organization. We're glad we can make that happen.
That's why he was back yesterday. And as you said during the break, you're like, yeah, wait till that thing's dry. What if you blow a knee in practice and they rip up that contract? That's why I was against him being there until the thing is signed, sealed, and delivered, Dusty, because if he did get hurt yesterday, that thing was getting put back in a drawer and nobody would ever talk about that contract again.
Right. So, yeah, $30 million guaranteed for James Cook. Well-deserved. I mean, I believe led the league in rushing touchdowns last year, two-time Pro Bowler, did his thing. So Buffalo has nipped their distractions in the bud, and now they can continue to champ at the bit to go at the Chiefs for one more year.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Chiefs for one more year, and
ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So our Fesco and Dusty poll question on the Fan 965, which we do every Wednesday, is pretty simple but kind of pulls at your heartstrings. 105 people have voted, and we asked, who would you rather see come back for one more year? Salvador Perez with the Royals, Travis Kelce for the Kansas City Chiefs. 105 votes. Salvador Perez leads 50.5 to 49.5.
Wow. Is there? I'd like to know the reasoning and how people are voting on that one. Is it because Salvi does have one more year technically left with that club option that should be picked up yesterday? Or is it because, I don't know why, you think Travis has hit the end of the road, or like, that's an interesting split right there. I'm surprised. It's an even split. But that shows you how hard of a poll question it really, 'cause I don't know how I would, I told you I would vote for Salvi just because he's got the team option, but that doesn't mean that's the right way to vote, you know?
Right. So you can go over there, Fan965. You can vote for that poll question of who would you rather see come back for one more year, Salvador Perez or Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say to piggyback off of your take, I think Salvador Perez would also gain more legs because we're seeing that Salvador Perez ain't quite done.
Right.
Whereas we could watch Travis Kelce this year, and let's say in the first, three games, he has 295 yards, three touchdowns. You're like, he might have another year.
Right. Yeah, he might.
Then we could revisit this poll question again after week four in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we are going to revisit is, thankful to our friends at Chiefs Receipts on X, Dan Orlovsky.
Right.
He does this every year. He builds his perfect quarterback.
And I really do like this exercise.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's his,
right? Right.
It's his baby. Yep. It's kind of something he started, I think. And then, now that he's done his stuff with ESPN, it's gotten a bigger platform. So he ranks him from arm strength to ball placement to mechanics to decision-making, pocket presence, rushing ability, and second reaction.
And they all go to Patrick Mahomes?
None of them.
No.
They all go to Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen.
It's unbelievable. Isn't it unbelievable? Not one of those goes to Patrick Mahomes when you're building the perfect quarterback. Yet, in my opinion, and yes, I am biased and I don't really give a rip anymore, when I build the perfect quarterback, it is Patrick Mahomes. And I know Mac watched the documentary, started the ESPN doc yesterday about the Chiefs, the Kingdom. I've watched the first two episodes.
I know that I'm hard
of this
so
thing.
Good.
And it really is if you don't watch episode two and have full blown tears,
seriously,
I was sobbing.
I was bawling
yesterday, legitimately sobbing yesterday.
It really was, man.
Really?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Tears were streaming.
Oh yeah. 'Cause episode two is all about Andy.
Okay.
And it is, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. I even,
incredible, man.
I even texted friend of the show, Tammy Reed's intermediary yesterday. I said, please tell Tammy I'm crying. And Tammy's like, that's awesome. Like the emotion.
Seriously.
Holy crap. That's all I got to say.
I know.
I mean,
I wish I could talk about it more.
I know, but we will
so
on
we
Friday.
Will. Yes,
Friday,
yes.
We will. And that will, we don't want to give it away.
Of course
not. And that's not fair. We got a sneak peek. We're very fortunate. We're going to have the director of the show on a little bit later on today. So we got a sneak peek to look at it. And I've watched the first two episodes of this thing, and I don't think it's fair to give it away. I don't want to take that joy that I've had from this episode and this show so far and take that away from Chiefs fans. So I'm not going to discuss it till Friday when everybody's had an opportunity to watch it. But I will say, in episode two, if you aren't crying like a 2-year old on, I don't know, man, and it was real tears. It wasn't I had to stop the damn video and walk away. That's how emotional I got. And so seeing that again just continues to remind me how unbelievable Patrick Mahomes really is as a quarterback. And when everybody tries to dissect and have these hot takes about the quarterback, you notice how the winning is not one of these QB traits that Dan Orlovsky had. And Dan's a great dude, came on with us at the Super Bowl. I think you and I got a much different opinion of Dan Orlovsky.
He's a great guy.
But he's still wrong.
He's very wrong.
And I know, in all of this.
And I know the Texans are going to say, well, he does this so people can talk about it. Well, yeah, for sure. But I mean, it's, he goes off of it and gives his like reasonings. You can check out the article if you want. But arm strength goes to Josh Allen. I'm not mad about that.
That's fine.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, that's like a pissing contest, in my opinion.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Like, cool. All right. That's fine. Like, I'm not going to lose my mind over that. Ball placement, Joe Burrow. Okay. Like, you know, Peyton Manning didn't throw the prettiest ball, but, you know, still got the job done. Mechanics, Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is the what we still get lost in like the traditional quarterback, like the sit back, the high hands, the shoulder movement, the, you know, the, all that sort of stuff. So whatever.
He's not top 10 in the mechanics.
No. I think that, but when you look at Joe Burrow and you think of what quarterbacks used to be
like, yeah, he's your Boomer Esiason type guy.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like he gives you a lot of what Tom Brady looked like in the pocket. Am I correct? Like not really mobile.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But like very three step drop back, high hand, turn shoulder.
He's fundamental.
Burrow's a great 1980s quarterback that's getting ready to get lit up by Lawrence Taylor and Derek Thomas.
But where I don't agree is decision making. That's got to go Patrick Mahomes. And when I think of decision making, I throw the stat in with Patrick Mahomes, which is the most improvisational, successful quarterback in football. Now, some of that is merited because his line would collapse, but knowing that your line is going to collapse and knowing that you have to roll left or right and find one of two reads and hit that more often than not, I believe Patrick Mahomes is better than anyone in the game at that. Mm-hmm. Pocket presence, maybe the same. How do you know when you're – how many times did we see when Mahomes didn't trust his line, he knew it was going to collapse and had to get out?
Gone.
We just knew. Like he knows it's going to collapse. And sometimes it was, you know – maybe PTSD of it collapsing so often where you're like, Pat, you could have sat back there for a little bit. And right. Maybe that's what knocks him down a bit. I don't know. Rushing ability, Lamar Jackson, have it. Second reaction ability, Lamar Jackson.
Maybe he knows how to pull the ball down and run, but Patrick Mahomes knows how to do that as well. Like,
but like, where's field presence? Where's vision? Where's winning?
Winning is the only one that I need, and he didn't put that up there.
Where's like gut check moments? Because like to me, these are all valid points to grade a quarterback. But in the NFL, the way the game is played, you are also judged on, you know, big game situation, short yard situation, getting the job done, clock management, all that sort of stuff, field vision. How many times we watch Patrick Mahomes and he's running down the sideline and you're like, how does he know exactly where the line of scrimmage is every single time?
Because he's played the game in his mind 1,000 times and he knows what's going to happen, man. Like, it's, you just can't explain Patrick Mahomes to a lot of people who aren't watching it every day. Because you're right. How does he do that every single time? One of the highlights they showed the other day was that run against San Francisco that had people bent last year, you know, where he kind of, you know, slowed down at the sideline everybody stopped and he continued on. And like somehow that's Patrick Mahomes. Where's like intuition? Where's like
he's baiting them. They can't hit him.
Right. Yeah. Oh, he's baiting them. No, he's playing the game. He stopped. He paused. If that was a running back, we would go, oh, my God, look at the field vision by that guy. He let his blocker set up for him. What a great run. Patrick Mahomes does it, and we want to, you know, we want him penalized for it. And I'm sure there will be a new rule next year in the NFL that says quarterbacks can't deke you on the sidelines anymore. No, we can't put that rule in place. Be better at what you do, you know?
Yeah, there should be more categories here. I know we got to go. I just want to say I really resent the mechanics thing. I really resent that. The top, not being in the top 10 at all for that is ridiculous. If that's what being a fundamentally sound mechanical quarterback is and he's not in the top 10, then that does not matter. Does not matter. Like it doesn't. That's like saying, that's like rating a mechanics or a fundamentals of a 3-point shooter and saying, yeah, Ray Allen, not in the top 10. Okay, cool. Then fundamentals don't matter for 3-point shooting because that's the third best 3-point shooter of all time.
Yeah, but the whole mechanics thing, it's so arbitrary. Like the whole list is arbitrary, right?
Yes.
And a good mechanical quarterback may not be the best winning quarterback, may not be able to improvise. You know, they always say flexible people don't get bent out of shape, right? Okay, you got a good quarterback with great mechanics. What happens when the situation isn't perfect?
Well, the 913 can take the rest of the week off. So when you put all those pieces together, does it just show a picture of Mahomes? Have a day. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into this dynasty's dominance and Mac takes over the show because we are 24 days away and we dive into one word. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Hope everyone's Everyone's having a wonderful Wednesday. Royals get a day game today. New Heights podcast drops tonight. And in between all of that, the Character Concerns podcast starts as they go through D-line. Chris Jones, Carl Loftus, FAU, Norman Lott, Jelotti, O'Minihue, all that stuff that you can hear about as well. And today is the last day of camp, so even better day for that to drop. So training camp coverage on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico.
I hope they can handle the stress of a day game after a night game. Let's go.
Got to assume Salvi's going to DH.
One of the great baseball excuses of all time. Why isn't day game after a night game?
They don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, right. And they get the day off at home tomorrow. Everybody should be playing today.
No doubt.
You don't have time. You just don't have time to screw around with a jacked up lineup. Got to win games, man. No days off. You got tomorrow off.
Royals manager Matt Cotrero will join the show at 9 o'clock today, as he does every Wednesday. Don't know if you guys saw this last night, but my guy.
One to tie it, two to win it. 1-0. Caglione sends a sharp ground ball through the right side. Base hit in the right field. Trash around third. Headed home to score. He's in standing. And we're tied 7-7 at the bottom of the ninth. Three pitches into the bottom of the ninth. And this game is even. Now Caglione stands on first base.
There it is. Caglione, four hits last night in his first game in his rehab stint in Omaha. Good to see that. Also a situational hit. Knocked in the run. Didn't do it with power. Just got the ball in play. Just keep doing that. Build your confidence. And then we maybe can see Jack Caglione come up and succeed in the show. And maybe, like you had mentioned so many weeks back when he got hurt, this could be the best thing that ever happens to
him. Yeah, hopefully he uses this as a legitimate sent down to the minor leagues and not some rehab, you know, stuff that they're peddling down there. He needed to go back down to the minor leagues. He just wasn't playing good baseball up here, and he needs to see that success because the mental side of the game is more important than the physical side of the game. I think we all believe the physical side of the game is there. The mental side of the game, that with all of us, the mental side of the game needs to be worked on, and it's very difficult. That's why players fail in professional sports, because they don't know how to deal with failure. And hopefully Jack Caglione does know how to deal with failure, because he failed up here at the big league level. And so now he has an opportunity to kind of right that ship a little bit, and hopefully he does and comes back up to this club, because if he doesn't, then we're back to where we were looking for outfield help again, right? They need Jack Caglione to be a big part of this next wave of moving forward, because we don't have anybody right now in the outfield this side of Kyle Isbell, right?
I mean, Yastrzemski's been okay.
He's been good.
But he's not going to.
He's 32-year-old.
Yeah. But so that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't have any. Like, legitimately do not have anybody. So the organization needs this guy to produce. And I'm not rushing him back up here to the big league level at all. I don't need to see it. I've seen the games. I need him to see success. I need him to hit 500 down at the minor leagues and go, all right, I feel really good, and go into that offseason with a positive attitude. Because the worst thing that a baseball player can do is go into that offseason with just a, oh, man, that season killed me. I didn't do so good. Especially a young guy like that who's never failed in his entire life. Dominate AAA, my man. Dominate spring training next year, and let's hit the ground running when it matters, because I don't need him coming back up here struggling again. Everybody going, oh, here's two times now. You know how it will be. So just go get your head right down in AAA, and let's see what we can do.
Speaking of not a lot of failure and dominance, the Chiefs dynasty and its dominance for at least the last 9 years, as they have won the AFC West for those 9 years. They go for a 10th consecutive AFC title this year and a fourth consecutive Super Bowl appearance. That's a lot of dominance. And Mac, why don't you dominate this show for the next 25 minutes?
I've been pounded this week. Okay, so 24 days until Chiefs game number one. Kind of twofold. Chris Jones was on Up and Adams, as few of the Chiefs were with Kay Adams yesterday.
William Barty days away.
Yes, there we go. There we go.
Ricky Henderson days away.
Nice.
You know, he only played for two teams.
Yeah, that's right. Yankees and A's.
Everybody remembers.
It's true. I'm still stunned to this day. You're like six. I'm like,
at least.
Who else? Yeah. But then you're like, oh, you had a hot cup of coffee with this team, had a cold cup of coffee with that, like the Dodgers, the Giants, right?
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Padres?
Angels?
Angels. So every California team.
But anyways.
Ricky don't play anywhere but California.
Well, now he plays in heaven.
Yeah, that's right.
24 days away from first game of the season. That matters.
So we're going to talk about him kind of moving his way up the all-time Chiefs sack list. But first off, this is him talking about his training camp.
Probably be my best camp. Just overall health, mental toughness, and just more so enjoying it. You know, I'm getting a little older. I don't know how many more of these I got. So I've just been enjoying the space, enjoying the time.
Okay.
Good to hear that. Good to hear that from 95. Over the gap now, past the mark of 29, over to his 30s now, still feeling it, still excited. I think he's 5.5 sacks away from passing Neil Smith on the all-time Chiefs sack list, but he's more set on passing Tamba Hali.
Would it mean more to you to pass Tamba?
It would.
Why?
You know, because I learned a lot from Tamba and Justin Houston with their time here. And I was a young buck, and they showed me the ropes. And how the saying goes, the teacher...
student becomes a teacher?
Yeah, student becomes the teacher.
I love that. Do you know how many you need to pass Tamba?
How many?
10.
Okay.
10 sacks. He's at 80.5. Tamba Hali at 89.5. Number one, similar to when you're talking about Jerry Rice, that record will never be broken for all-time receiving yards.
Yeah.
Similar with Derek Thomas here, 126.5 sacks. The next closest, like I said, Tamba Hali at 89.5.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It's insane. So what is that, 11? That's 27.5 sacks or so. That there's that gap between just him and Tamba. But yeah, 10 more sacks for Chris Jones. So I ask you, how many sacks does he get this season? 913-586-7965.
I think he's going to go for 10 this year. And that's a big number, right? Like anything 10 or more is, we talk about it all the time. There's like 10 guys in the NFL last year who had double-digit sacks, and maybe not even 10 guys or whatever it was, right? Such a small number. But he's doing this at the defensive line position, which I think we talked about in our post-show meeting yesterday. What he's doing at the defensive line position is almost second to none. There are only two true defensive linemen that have 100 or more sacks in their NFL career. What was it? John Randall, we talked about yesterday.
137.5.
And then who was the
second?
Aaron Donald.
111
on that list. And I couldn't see any. They just had whoever had 100 or more sacks. And everybody on that list with either a D end or a linebacker, you know, edge rusher, except for two that were two straight defensive tackles. And I think Chris Jones, for the majority of his career, he's a straight defensive tackle. You don't see him lining up on the edge, right? All that often.
Every once in a while. Third down, maybe.
But nobody will say Chris Jones is a defensive end when it's all said and done. He'll be a strict defensive tackle. And so he has the opportunity to do something that a lot of defensive tackles don't do and haven't done, and that's get 100 or more sacks. So what is he at now again? 80?
80.5.
80.5. So he's 19.5 sacks away from getting 100, which would make him the third only defensive tackle of all time to get 100 or more sacks. He ain't getting that this year. If he does, then, I mean, forget about it. I mean,
DPOY.
How's he not the MVP?
Yeah, exactly.
Because some quarterback will go out there and scratch his ass and go, oh, Joe Burrow's turn. And so that's how they'll give out the MVP. But he's 20 sacks away from that. Like, again, when you start to kind of put Chris Jones's career in perspective, you realize how good Chris Jones really has been.
You also kind of like put into perspective how great the dynasty is and the reason why it's dominant, right? Like Mahomes passed Lynn Dawson, I believe, last year for passing yards all time. Dawson played in the late 60s and the 70s, right? And it took 54 years for that record to be broken.
Yeah.
Chris Jones could become the second all-time sack leader in Chiefs history. The last one, obviously, was Tamba Hali. Probably not going to get to Derek Thomas. He'd need like 37.5 sacks in the next 3.5 years. That's a lot. That's 10.5
years. Who says if he even has 3.5 years left, too? Mm-hmm. You know?
And then Travis Kelce is going to go down as the second most receiving yards in Chiefs history. And this is three players from one dynasty. And the names that I just mentioned are Tony Gonzalez is number one in Chiefs history in receiving yards. Number two is going to be Travis Kelce. Number one all-time sack leader in the Chiefs' history is Derek Thomas. Number two will be Chris Jones. Number one all-time passing yards is Patrick Mahomes. Number two is Lynn Dawson. So three of those players in one dynasty run that have collected three Super Bowls, been to five, won 9 AFC West titles.
In a row.
Are literally all on the same team, all at the same time. So before you piss on this parade and say the refs and Taylor Swift and all this, why don't you check yourself and look at what dominance looks like. And that is three players in franchise history playing at the exact same time, going to Super Bowls, winning divisions, going to AFC title games. And Derek Thomas, Tony Gonzalez, and Lynn Dawson all played decades away from each other. And yet, here are three guys playing in the same decade together on one run, and they're setting historic numbers. Not only that, Mahomes will probably go down as number two or number one in passing yards in the NFL. Travis Kelce will finish in the top 20 in all-time receiving yards, and Chris Jones could go down as the third best defensive tackle of all time, just behind Aaron Donald and John Randall.
Right.
I'll go have a cigarette, and you can get into one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
The good thing about those numbers, too, is they're not empty stats. No offense to Derek Thomas and all these other guys. You didn't win squat. These guys are putting up numbers and winning.
Well, Len won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Len did, obviously. But then we went 50 years with no success as a team, right? So they're not empty numbers. A lot of people go, oh, look at Jason Witten's numbers, as we talked about earlier. Name me something Jason Witten did, right?
Yeah, he lost his hair and grew it back.
Yeah, he did do that, which is very impressive.
Yeah, the Urlacher diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold them to that. I mean, that's not on them. But
they did. But, I mean, it's empty stats, in my opinion, right? They didn't win anything. These guys are putting up numbers and winning.
I mean, Jason Witten's a Hall of Famer. That's a pretty, I mean,
top 10 tight end of all
Super Bowls
time.
Are, I mean, they just put every quarterback's age on a graphic last night.
I know. Patrick Mahomes
has three Super Bowls, and all the rest of those quarterbacks on the list combined have four.
Yeah.
And two of them are the two oldest quarterbacks in the league, Flacco and Rodgers. So
I think it's five. I think I commented on your thing and said, thanks, coach. Five? Yeah, it's five. Yeah.
No, I think there's six active quarterbacks who have Super Bowl rings.
Well, it's Russell Wilson has one, Flacco and Rodgers, and Jalen Hurts. That's four Super Bowls.
Right. Mahomes and Wilson also have rings. So that's six guys right there that are active quarterbacks that have Super Bowl rings. That's it.
Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, and Jalen Hurts.
That's right.
Stafford.
Yeah. I always forget about Mr. Back issue. Yeah.
I forgot about Stafford,
Nice pull. Nice call.
So six others than Mahomes actually have rings in the NFL.
Either way, there's all the quarterbacks in the league combined have five, and Mahomes has three.
Yeah. Literally. Yes.
And Mahomes has been to five.
Yes.
Okay. But people all want to talk about this.
I digress.
This is winning and how it's not that big a deal. There are no quarterbacks in the NFL that legitimately have Super Bowl rings. Jimmy Garoppolo has Super Bowl rings as a backup. Russell Wilson has the
one.
We
don't count him,
Yeah, we don't count
him. No, we do. He's a quarterback.
No, Kenny Pickett, then we're counting. No, we're not counting that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And what team does Garoppolo even play for?
He plays for the Rams.
Rams now, yeah. Okay.
They might be counting on him.
They may be with Stafford out. Look at that list. All these quarterbacks that we say are the best of all time, and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, they're not on the list that matters the most.
Best of all time.
All right. New Heights tonight.
Our guest today is a singer, songwriter, and producer and director from Nashville, Tennessee. That's bullshit. She is from Reading, Pennsylvania. She is the most awarded artist in the history of the American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards, and iHeart Radio Music Awards.
God damn.
She has 14 Grammy Awards and is the only artist in the history to win Album of the Year four times. Last December, she wrapped up the Eras Tour, which spanned 149 shows across 51 cities, five continents, and was the most attended tour of all time.
Of all time.
I'm still going. Hold on. Her last album, The Torture Poets Department, set a record with 1.76 billion streams globally within the first week alone.
All right.
In the first week?
And as a fan of that guy on the Chiefs, she has 19 wins, two AFC titles, and a Super Bowl. 92 presenters, are you ready for it? Making your podcasting debut, the most aggressive guest in the history of shows, Taylor Swift!
That intro, Jason. Oh, my God.
I've seen this before.
No, look, his soul has left his body.
I'm cramping. I'm cramping.
No, that was so good. Thank you.
I tried, Tay.
Thank you for screaming for like 47 seconds. That was so nice. That was so sweet.
Tay, welcome to New Heights.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on my favorite podcast. As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
And I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
Mic drop.
Oh, if that's just a teaser of what this is going to be. Hey, Tony Dungy, you hear that? That was for you, you jackass.
Jackass. Red Lobster. My treat, Shooter. How about that?
That's so good. That was outstanding.
Well, we had to wait till the end, man. She drops the mic. She's a badass.
She knows how to sell.
Oh, my God. And she's aware of everything, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, everybody is, right? Everybody's aware of what's going on around them. Some people act like they're not, like football mm-hmm. players and baseball players. They're aware of everything, right? And this right here is the ultimate F you. This from Taylor right Swift. Can you play the end, please? I love it. Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
Yeah, that's...
That was so good.
Thanks for having me on my favorite podcast. As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast. Uh-huh. And I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
Yes. I think Travis might have met his perfect match. That's some sauce, some sizzle.
That's
some
awesome.
Spice.
Yes.
A little sweetness.
No wonder they're in love. They're so identical, man. I love it.
Boom. That's my one yes. word.
Boom.
Boom.
Yes. Yes is mine. Was that one word? I forgot. Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's roll through some of these in the few minutes we've got. Betting lines are out for Little League.
Pathetic. Pathetic.
Let's go.
Pathetic.
Teach him young. Young. Is he starting pitcher for the other team? Does he look 15? Does he have facial hair? Take that team. The kid's definitely not 12.
You want to know who's going to take money from the gambling people? You know, the Little League baseball player. We're worried about the professional athletes. Michael Porter Jr. we'll get into in a minute. Dumbass. But, like, if somebody went up to a Little Leaguer and goes, here's $20 to strike out.
Hey, dude, I'll pay for your super rope and your nerd clusters. All you got to do is get out of this inning. No runs first inning.
Yeah.
NFR, baby. Or NRF. No runs first inning. NRFI.
Somebody, one of the offshore. I mean, it's an offshore,
Let's
obviously.
Go,
sets these betting That's odds crazy. For the Little League
Let's
World
go.
Series.
Take the Texas team to the house.
Carolina Hurricanes, their Twitter page posted this. This is
great.
This is awesome, man. It's terrible, but it's awesome. An actual email we received from our VP. Why didn't we think of this before? And then it's a screenshot of an email. The subject line, Taylor Swift. Hey, I'm seeing a bunch of stuff on my timeline about Taylor Swift. Have we ever thought to collaborate with her somehow? Let me know if I can help. Thanks. One word.
Ignorant.
Yeah.
Because... something happens when people get promoted to management in any organization. They lose all sense of reality. They have no clue. They just say things and expect people beneath them to act and get this stuff done. At one point, some of these VPs that are out of touch with the everyday working person was an everyday working person. Put yourself back in those shoes before you send a dumbass email like that. And who's the VP of the Carolina Hurricanes that's going to get to Taylor Swift and bring her to a game?
I think my one word would be Odell. Oh, well. Oh, well, I think would be mine. Like, oh, well. Like, you tried. Like, you're trying to flex, but it ain't happening, baby. Not going to happen. Good luck, though. I mean, shoot your shot, right? We all try to get Kay Adams to go to Green Lady Lounge. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Michael Porter Jr., you mentioned it, Bob. Man. On a podcast talking about sports betting, quote, think about it. If you can get all your homies rich by telling to bet 10,000 on my under this one game, I'm going to act like I got an injury and I'll get a little bag. Some people come from nothing. They think like that. Mm-hmm. One word.
No, he's not right about that. Some people do come from nothing and think like that. That is a major, major issue. But you're playing professional sports. You should be making more money on the court, on the floor, on the field, on the ice than you're making anywhere else. It's a stupid, and that's what I'll use comment for that, because on the day that this comes out, the governor of Ohio is now trying to end prop betting because of what the Cleveland Indians did and you know, all that stuff with Class A, mm-hmm. and he wants to end prop betting. Now, I don't think it's been that big a deal that we need to start ending stuff. There's been instances here or there, very few and far between, but if they're already talking about ending prop betting in the state of Ohio because of what happened with the Cleveland baseball team, man, what are we going to do here? We can't do that. You've got some bad seeds. They need to be taken care of, and they need to be taken out of the sport. And quite honestly, if I'm the NBA and I hear that from Michael Porter Jr., you're done.
That's just unintelligent, right? Come to work, do your job, shake the right hands, have the right conversations, go on with your day.
Mm-hmm.
In any facet of life, the more you make it about you and the more attention you bring to yourself, the tougher the time will be. Yeah. So just it's just unintelligent. Your brother literally is no longer in the league because of what he did.
And that's the other thing. It's not like you didn't know. Like
senior.
Your brother. Your brother has been canceled by the NBA.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he's bad for the Shield. And you can't have that.
Someone who's proven that he could be bad for the Shield but has not been canceled from the MLB yet. Shohei Ohtani, his agent and him have been accused in a lawsuit of sabotaging a $240 million luxury housing project on Hawaii's coast. The lawsuit alleges Ohtani and his agent used their celebrity leverage to push out the plaintiffs for their own financial gain.
Yeah, got the broker fired.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say,
I'm going to say it's crooked. And I think that there needs to be more attention put on Shohei Ohtani.
I don't disagree with you. I'm sorry. Why I said, this is two financial scandals in the calendar year with this guy?
And he's just going to plead the fifth and be like,
don't know.
You can talk to my interpreter. No, we are done with that. This is strike two, and we are going to have a conversation. I think there's too much smoke around a fire that's named Shohei Ohtani right now, and I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. And fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. Can't get fooled again. And to me, this is a more serious topic than I think a lot of people will handle this today. I insist on you going to your baseball insiders or talking to people that are knowledgeable around the system, because this is a story that is not going to go away. This is something that will get revisited. I understand right now baseball's in their push. They just released their playoff schedule, their World Series schedule. I believe October 25th is game one on Fox. And then this story comes up. And right now, your face of baseball is Shohei Ohtani, the greatest player maybe of all time. And I want to let people know that in the MLB, this is something that will ruin it. This is a player of a huge following that has made a lot of money, that set a lot of records. And there is too much to this story that should just go brushed under the bed. There will be more to this investigation in the months to come, and it is a bigger topic than I think the attention it will get today.
But it won't get attention because it's Shohei Ohtani. If this was a player that nobody ever heard of, then there would be action taken and investigations taken. Like, I think everybody's looking at Shohei Ohtani now with kind of, what's the truth here?
No doubt. There's too much smoke. And what was the tweet we saw last night? If I had a nickel for every time Shohei Ohtani had a legal investigation, I'd have two nickels. That's not a lot, but it's too many.
It's too
it's
many.
It's weird that it's happened twice. Yes.
Yeah. In one calendar year. Like, there's too much smoke right now.
Coincidence? I think not. Coming up, who is the team to take on the Eagles in the NFC? We go to the other side of the conference to talk a little NFC football here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Final segment of the 7 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Talking about the NFC here.
The National Football Conference.
I like the NFC a little bit because I like to.
It's wide open.
I like to see the other side of the moon every once in a while.
Beautiful planet.
We don't see the dark side of the moon.
Did you see Venus and Jupiter lined up today?
Is that what those two are?
Yeah, I've got that night sky app on my phone, and I
wonder
saw
what planets
that.
Those were.
It looked like a TV radio tower, you know, with the lights. And I looked at that. What are those two planets?
And
it was
so when you wake up in the morning, look to the east.
Yeah,
it's in the eastern sky. Because I've seen them like slowly but surely getting closer. I'm like, those are obviously planets, but I have mine. But I've just always like. You know, this morning I lost my mind. I couldn't find my phone. It was in my top drawer, my dresser that slipped in there. It was crazy. I don't know. You know how those days go.
So annoying. Yep.
I pulled out of my driveway, and as I pull out, I look to my east, and there's those two spots, and I'm like, I wonder what those are. And then I got in the parking lot, couldn't see anymore. I forget that, you know, it's over
here. It changes fast, though.
Yeah, so, early in the morning or late at night, whenever you want to look, I look to the eastern skyline, and you'll see two planets. That's Venus and Jupiter.
Yeah, like, they're starting to line up. Like, the last couple of days, they've been angled at, like, a 45-degree angle, and now they're straight up and down in the morning. I wonder if it's going to shift back the other way. You know, from the left side to the right side, or how that goes. But, you know, these are the things you look at when you're up before everybody else.
We talked a little bit earlier about, like, QB, you know, how Dan Orlovsky kind of grades his quarterbacks. And there's obviously your quarterback tiers. You look at the NFC, is the Eagles' biggest competition in their own division? Is it Washington and Jaden Daniels?
I don't know the answer to that question because there's something about the Rams that's very interesting to me. But now with the Matthew Stafford injury, that's a big question mark out there, right?
Already getting cortisone in the back.
I know. He ought to go to see QC Kinetics. I don't know why he's wasting time with the cortisone shot, man. Go to QC Kinetics. Get that back fixed. Let's go. 816-412-6299 if you need it, Matthew Stafford. Let's
go. He's also 37 years old.
I know, which makes it even more important for him to go see QC Kinetics. He's getting older. Let's go. But I don't know. I think Washington is like the favorite on paper. It's year two. Year two is always an interesting year. Remember Andy Reid's year two, step back before step forward. Royals a little bit year two. Last year was year one. A little bit of a step back before maybe a step forward huge next year, right? Sometimes that year two is an interesting year. Not used to dealing with the pressure and handling everybody thinking you're a contender right now. So it's just a little bit of a question mark for me, but I don't really know who the number two team is right now in the NFC. That's how wide open that side of the league is.
Niners?
They're coming off a really bad season.
Play a last place schedule.
That's a fair point.
Their schedule is cake.
But it's also, I mean, it is a two-game difference with the last place schedule now.
According to Kyle Shanahan, they're without Brandon Ayuk. Could be week four when he comes back. Could be week six when he comes back. Yeah. Could be week nine when he comes back.
So you saw week six
week
for
six
him.
Is what I saw.
But they're all over the board, we'll see. Obviously. Yeah. We'll see where it is. Nobody knows.
Who misses more time, Brandon Ayuk or Rashee Rice?
Ayuk,
yeah.
I still can't wrap my head around a six-game suspension. I can't.
But
I'm waiting for the suspension.
I'm just not in on Washington this year. I think you mentioned last place schedule. That was their schedule last year. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This year they're going to have that second place schedule. They're an old team. And they re-signed. They're an old team. And they re-signed a lot of those old players that they had last season that overperformed.
Is it still the Lions? Are they still the number two contender in the NFC?
That's where I am on the Lions. I need a wait and see for the Lions. Give me September for the Lions.
But
is that
paper,
fair?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's fair. On paper, though, yeah. On paper, I think you're right.
Is Minnesota in that conversation?
Well, for me, they are.
Really?
I love Matt Fleener. He can coach the hell out of those Vikings and anchor the news on Channel 9. But no, I've been impressed by that. But again, give me September with them because if J.J. McCarthy plays good in the first month of the season, then maybe you start to say that Kevin O'Connell really is number three on the list of coaches in the NFL. I don't know.
Oof.
Four, maybe.
That's high up there.
I know it is. But, I mean, how many quarterbacks has he won double-digit games with?
Right.
Does Tampa Bay deserve a mention here?
Yes. Yeah, I think Baker needs to be a very high pick at quarterback in fantasy this year.
I think Tampa Bay is quietly going to be good. They're going to win a very bad division. Nobody's going to pay attention to them. They're going to get in the playoffs to win a playoff game, and people are like, where did Tampa come from? And all of a sudden, they're in the divisional round of the playoffs taking on Philadelphia.
I also have a top five offense.
I also ask you, a couple more NFC North teams, can Caleb figure it out in Chicago be a threat?
Be a threat, yeah, but not to this level.
Okay.
Be fun.
And
be
then
spicy.
What about your boy,
you're buying into the negative publicity of Caleb.
Oh, gosh, no. This is a Chicago Bears argument. You're talking about going from winning five games to winning 13 or 12.
Yeah, that's a big turn.
That's two years.
What about Green Bay?
Jordan Love had that injury.
I wasn't going to mention it. I'm glad you did. Yes, Green Bay is a possibility here. Yes.
But Jordan Love's injury is on the left hand, so I'm not really concerned about that.
I think he'll be fine. He did look really bad in that first preseason game. It was a few throws. I still like Jordan Love, and I love Matt LaFleur, kind of like you love Kevin O'Connor. That's how I feel about Kevin O'Connell. That's how I feel about LaFleur.
Yeah.
So to steal one word, how about one team? We picked our teams.
Yep.
Who could kind of, you know, give Philadelphia?
I'm going to go with the Lions.
Okay.
Just because of the talent, and I think talent sometimes can supersede the coaching and whatnot. They got really good offensive players.
Yep.
So I want to say the Lions because I really like their uniforms. And I think the Lions and Chiefs would be a fun Super Bowl.
That'd be a blast.
Right? Would that not
be
fun?
Blast. The color, great color matchup.
Great
too.
Color matchup.
Great color matchup.
Such a great uniform matchup, yeah.
I'll go Rams. Maybe one word, Rams.
All right. Dusty?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a shot. I'm gonna say San Fran.
Oh, okay.
I don't hate the
off the board pick. I don't mind that. Yeah.
I like the division because if Matthew Stafford's out in the West,
yeah.
Seattle, we don't know what Darnold and Cooper Kupp are gonna be. And then there's San Fran playing the last place schedule. And I think that they can do that, and Brock Purdy can, you know, use Kittle and use Purcells and use Juwan Jennings, and they can run that scheme that they run out there in Shanahan's offense. Look what Washington did last year, the last place schedule. You know, 100%. A lot of people are off on Washington because of that last place schedule last year and that they were just that surprise team. Can Dan Quinn do it again? With Mr. Daniels, a quarterback.
Look at all these things that we've kind of put out there, though, for these teams, like these question marks that we have that we don't ask here in Kansas City, right? A lot of the times we're very fortunate to have that. I'm interested in Brock Purdy this year, man. Like that it's his team now.
For sure.
Paid, trust, everything's there.
Traded players away from the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Offense and whatnot. So they've turned this over to him. It's going to be fun to see if he can be that guy.
Yeah, go win some games.
Yeah.
We can do that again, but we'll do it for the AFC side because I think Philadelphia is the favorite in the NFC as well as the Chiefs, I think, in our minds, is the favorite in the AFC. But coming up on the other side, Peyton Manning had something to say about Super Bowls and winning. And what's important most is championships. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.